I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. Are you hungry yet? Next up, we've got dinner and a show. Apparently, Bill Addison lives for the drama. This week, the Los Angeles Times restaurant critic takes us to a new spot in Temple City. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Evan.
Where are you taking us this week, and what is the specialty?
We are headed this week to Temple City in San Gabriel Valley to an upscale, high-design Chinese restaurant called Array 36. And the specialty is a variation on Peking duck or roast duck with a dramatic tableside presentation. I've heard the staff there refer to it as the fire show.
Okay, so describe the presentation. Describe how it is set aflame.
Yeah. So here's the scene. A chef will wheel a cart out from the kitchen, and there's a duck, a whole roasted lacquered duck, swinging from a hook that juts from the mouth of a swirling gold-plated dragon sculpture. The chef will pour over a variation of a Beijing-style spirit called baijiu, and then aims a butane torch gun, and whoosh, the already cooked duck goes up in flames for a theatrical few seconds, and it looks like the dragon is sort of grinning in the flames, you know, House of Dragons, Game of Thrones style. It's
amazing.
It's a lot of fun.
So once the flames die down, tell us about the different variations in which the duck is served.
Yeah, so the chef goes right to work. And first up would be a small plate of crisped skin cut into squares. And that's meant to be dipped into brown sugar that's in the center of a condiment tray. And then comes a pile of boneless slices of meat garnished with more skin. And another server will deliver the crepe thin pancakes that would be familiar to people who have ordered Peking duck in restaurants before. Those are for wrapping the duck with smears of hoisin and batons of scallion and cucumber. But then there is one last bit of theater where the chef carves some more meat onto an oval pedestal and covers it with a glass cloche outfitted for smoke infusions. And then there's a dramatic moment where it fills with smoke, and then a server rushes it to the table and lifts it off. And there's this campfire perfume that fills the air and clings to the duck. And honestly, the smoked duck is probably my favorite part of the presentation.
Yeah, I was going to say, so there's all this theatricality. Tell us about the deliciousness.
Yeah, it's actually, I mean, I do think that it's very good at the center of the drama, which is part of the reason that I was pulled to write about it, was that I think this is some of the best Peking-style duck, roast duck, happening in the San Gabriel Valley.
Do you have any, I imagine that the menu is more than just this particular presentation of duck. Do you have some suggestions for us on how we should focus on this menu?
Yeah, it's a little bit of an overwhelming menu, honestly. The chef, Shanghai native Tony Tao, offers a mix that includes Shanghainese and Cantonese and Sichuan and even some kind of modernist dimensions beyond all that. There's a dish of more Shanghainese origin. It's a variation on stir-fried river shrimp served with vinegar that I thought was very good. My favorite dish, arguably, was these wonderful earthy sweet snow pea leaves served in broth with a whole bunch of different ingredients, included roasted garlic cloves and chopped bits of Chinese-style ham and preserved egg and scallion. And the stock had a really lovely viscosity to it, like a suppleness that kind of married all the ingredients together. I think my overall advice for the restaurant is focus less on things like dumplings and bao there and more on braises and fresh seafood and seasonal greens.
And I have to ask, how many of these, the fire shows of the duck happen each night? I mean, do you have to reserve the duck in advance?
You do. It's pretty important. The restaurant takes reservations the old-fashioned way. You have to call. You cannot make reservations online. And there might be a little bit of a negotiation. The fire show happens about 20 times in an evening, which is really a lot when you think about it. And because it's so popular and word is out in the San Gabriel Valley community, there can sometimes be a negotiation. Like you call and say, I'd like a reservation for four, please. I want like the duck, the fire show. And they go, oh, okay, well, they're all kind of booked out that night. So you might need to be flexible about nights if you are dead set on wanting the duck. And I will say they serve roast duck whole or half straight from the kitchen without all the shenanigans as well. But the table side is what makes it fun and memorable.
Well, thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you, Evan.
That was LA Times restaurant critic Bill Addison discussing Array 36 in Temple City. Want to read more about it? Visit our website for a link to Bill's review, kcrw.com/goodfood. If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laurel Garcia, and Elena Shatkin, and to our engineers, Hope Brush and Sue Margulies. And a special thanks to Laura Kondarajan and Gary Masiha. I'm Evan Kleiman. If you're considering competing in this year's pie contest and haven't signed up yet, don't sleep on it. Go to kcrw.com/pie to sign up. I'll meet you back here next week for another edition of Good Food.